and receive. Okay, John 1. No, let me read mine first. Amen. God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from what? Their destructions. Yes. He sent what? His word. Now go to John 1. Who's reading that for me? Please stand, sir. Thank you.
In the beginning was the word.
Say the word.
The word.
And the word was with God.
Say the word.
The word.
And the word was God.
Say the word.
The word.
Now what? With God.
And keep going.
All things were made by him.
Who's him?
The word.
Good. Excuse me, I generally interrupt, so thank you very much. Okay.
And without him was not anything.
Who's the him?
The word.
Okay.
The word. Anything made that was made. In him was life.
In who?
The word.
And the life was the light of men.
Oh, wow. The life was the light. Okay.
And the darkness comprehended it not.
Now go down to verse 14.
And the word was made flesh.
Now who was that? Jesus. Say it loud like you mean it.
Jesus.
Yes. Jesus is the
word.
And the word was also life and light. And the word became
flesh.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Get a vision. He sent his word and
healed him.
He sent his word and
healed him.
Who's the word?
Jesus.
Now Acts 10:38. Isn't it great to get it in order like this?
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. That's right. I'm going to let someone else read that too. Okay, Acts 10:38. Why did I put these glasses on? Well, who's ready to read? Please. We got to just dissect this. Who anointed him?
God.
How God anointed who?
Jesus.
Who is Jesus?
The word.
And the word was made?
Flesh.
And the word is also? He's in it? Okay. Now, read it for us again.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
Now, stop right there. Those of you that are in my healing class, what do I say? How God anointed Beverly of Wisconsin.
Come on.
Of Michigan. Yes. How God anointed you.
Yes.
Know that you're anointed. Say, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
You need to know you're anointed.
Yes.
So that the devil will know that you're anointed.
Yes.
Now we're going to hear more about Jesus. Take it, guys. It's for you.
That. We got it. That's right.
What about doing good?
What did he do?
Good.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You know what the devil says, right?
No.
Has God said. Okay.
And healing all.
He did good. And he was healing
all.
Who were oppressed by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
For God with him.
God was with who?
Jesus.
Now, who does the oppressing? Okay, let's know who's who. Let's deal with the characters in this story here. We've got God. Say,
I love God.
God is merciful.
God is merciful.
All right. We got something about new mercies, right?
Yes.
They come from him. They do not come from that guy who's a deceptive person. Okay? They do not come from that fallen angel. They come from God. Mercy. Oh, did I hear an amazing teaching on mercy last Tuesday. I couldn't get through my Thursday class because of Jesse Duplantis being at the ministry and mercifully loving on this ministry. Praise God. But God, who is rich in mercy, we who are made in his image, because we do what? We believe that God so loved the world that he sent his son, and we believe and we do what?
Receive.
We go about doing what? And healing
all.
Not because he's his son. He came on the earth to show us what we could do.
Yes.
Now let me tell you your position. I remember driving with my mother-in-law, and she said, Beverly, stay in your lane. I said, my dear, this car's too big for one lane. And she said, well, you're going to stay in your lane. And that was the hardest thing to do, because that car seemed like it was huge, and the lane seemed so small. Guys, when we do what God has told us to do, Jesus commanded and authorized us to do in Mark 16, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Is it your job to make them recover?
No.
Stay in your lane.
That's it. Come on. That's it.
Yeah. It's your job to do what?
Lay hands. That's it. Come on.
Stay in your lane.
That's right.
So that when the people leave, they won't be thinking, well, Miss Beth laid hands on me. No. Always direct them to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of what we believe. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You have power, and it's not your own power. Sometimes when you get in the car and someone's driving, doesn't it feel good? Oh, my goodness. When my children come home, you got the keys, guys. Go with it. It feels good to just sit there. That's what it is. Just stay in your lane. Lay hands on the sick. But what if they don't get healed? That's not my business. That's God's business.
That's it. Come on.
Take the pressure off. Yeah. Your job is to obey.
Right.
Say, my job is to obey.
Obey.
You're obeying what? The word. He sent his
word.
Did he send you?
No.
I go with the word. Jesus actually said that he followed the word. Look at the end of that chapter, Mark 16. Someone read that. The last verse.
And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word.
What did he confirm?
The word.
He was working with who?
Them,
that would be believers, the believers. Okay? And I want you to focus. The Lord is confirming the word. So if you're just teaching what you want to teach and not teaching the word, don't sacrifice the anointing. Don't sacrifice the power for your pride. We don't realize that we're in pride sometimes. Oh, boy. I just want to get up there and lay hands on the sick and see them get healed. Well, that's true. But point them to Jesus so he can get the glory.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
Healing school is where we help people to understand that they can believe that they receive their healing. And that we help people to understand that they can go out and do the same thing. See, we are epistles to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing we're at Eagle Mountain International Church? Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Let me tell you something. I went to Milwaukee a couple weeks ago. I am from Milwaukee. I went to Milwaukee a couple weeks ago, and I was staying with my sister-in-law. And she said, now, I'm in a room, and she's that not too far from me, as far as the third table is. And she said, Beverly, who is this? I said, sounds like Jerry Savelle. She said, I don't think so. She said, his name, he sings, he teaches with Sister Gloria. And I said, oh, she said, his name is Pastor George. And I'm in my room. I said, our Pastor George? I said, I came in there and I said, Hazel, that is Pastor George. She said, oh, I go to bed with Pastor George every night.
Yeah.
I just love Pastor George. And then she has a limousine service. We get in the car and she's taking me downtown and click, click, click. She has a radio on at first. And then she click, click, click. Pastor George. I was like, Hazel, you really do? Like, oh, Pastor George is so good. And do you know what he said? Now, I've known her for years. She's been married to my brother for years. He's made his transition to heaven, and I just adore this lady. We're so busy. I'm doing other things, and she's just picking me up and taking me different places because she wanted to. I get to the car wash. Click, 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 click. What do I hear? Pastor George. Wow. And she says, you know what? I'm getting so much out of debt, Bev. You think about, they had a huge business, and he made his transition. And it's been, what, 11 years. 11 years. And she's getting out of debt. Can you imagine 11 years to get out of debt?
Yeah.
Wow. But she's doing it, and she's as happy as she can be. And I was so thankful that it was our Pastor George, guys. We're at Eagle Mountain International Church. We're on the mountain, Brother Copeland, Sister Gloria, and people are being fed. And give God the glory. And she said, my Bible on my phone, and she has two phones. She said, my Bible's on this phone, and I have my other Bible, a different translation. I said, no, the Bible has all of them. It does. She didn't even know. Come on, guys. They have to walk before they run. We've been blessed. Yes. We've been blessed. I said, look, Hazel, you could do this. And me trying to tell somebody what to do with their phone. And so she was just excited, you know. And then she's taking me to the event I was going to. And so we were talking about baptism, Holy Spirit, and I said, hey, let's just pray. Let's just deal with that. Let's just pray in tongues. She says, Bev, I don't know how to pray in tongues. I've been knowing you this long, and you go to this Word of Faith church, and you, oh, no, it just never happens for me. I said, well, it's going to happen before I leave this weekend. I said, I got to go in here. I said, it's going to happen. So that night I came back a little late, and we laughed, talked, and went to sleep. I have to be at the airport early in the morning. And I'm praying in tongues, getting ready. Oh, I forgot about Hazel. We get in the car. I said, Hazel, you got to pray in tongues. We're going to get this done right now, real quick. Because it's going to happen. So she's driving, and I'm sharing a couple of words with her, and I'm reading instead of her reading. And then I said, okay, you ready? She said, yeah. She said, Beth, but it's not going to happen. I said, Hazel, trust God. I said, trust God. And that was a word that I said that she caught hold of. Trust God. Not me. Especially not her driving here, right? I laid hands on her stomach. She's driving. She just goes. And then she just starts. She didn't know, just goes. I get to the airport. Love you. See you later. Boom, 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 boom. And I get to wherever I was, and I get a text from her. I cried all the way home. This has never happened for me. And I was so thankful. Why? I could share with her. She's been believing God, receiving God's financial blessing. Amen. And now she can rear it up a bit. Because see, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, things happen in the spirit realm. Yes. She didn't have that access. Guys, you want healing? You want to share healing with someone? Tell them, trust the Holy Spirit. He's in you. And he wants to empower you. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all. Her finances are being healed. Amen. Her finances are being healed. Relationships can be healed. You have a part to play by sharing the Word of God with them. Please don't give them everything you think. Sometimes I talk about experiences. I do talk about you, dear. It just comes out. But that's not what they bank on. They know that I'm taking them back to the Word. Chinyere, is that what we do? We take them right to the Word. It's the Word that will set you free. Right. Chinyere, say something. Just say something. Say something, Chinyere. Hurry up. I'm anointed. Say something.
The Word works.
I say a little bit more so they can. Say, I'm anointed. God anointed me.
God anointed me.
People sit there when she teaches. She has a different twang to her voice, right? Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. She's from Africa. Yeah. They sit there like this on the edge of their seats when she's teaching because they have to understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
But
good.
They're getting it.
That's right.
They're
That's
getting
good.
It because she's teaching the what?
The Word.
The Word. I'm telling you, she teaches the Word. Guys, all of you can do that. We don't have to put our personalities in it. Put our personalities go with it because it says that and they went forth and preached everywhere. Who preached? They did. So their personalities went with them. But what did God or the Lord work with?
The Word.
The Word. If you're teaching the Word, say, I get an A. Because you know what? It doesn't depend on you. It's Jesus and God that worked it all out. And all we have to do is stay in our lane and agree. By faith, go to Hebrews. Say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
He sent his word to heal us, but we have to believe and take the healing.
That's right.
Did I say Hebrews?
You did.
Amen. That's what I meant. I just have to get there. Give me a minute. Hallelujah. How much time? Oh, we're doing good on time, guys. Hallelujah. Okay. I didn't say yet. I just heard you say that. That's why I said it. The bread do socorri shabrando, levredi shangorone sherebrate, sorede, erebras socorredi samana, rode de bashola lavrantianta. The word that we speak and the word that they receive is all from God. It is not us speaking. Amen?
Yes.
Right. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's not us speaking. The word that they receive is all from God. It's not us speaking. So don't get caught up and try to put your twist. You know how we put our twist on things? And help us, Lord. We don't mean to. We need your mercy when we do this. Because people only hear what's anointed. I mean, they only get delivered from what's anointed. They hear what you say. And that makes you subject to hindering, okay? And you don't want to do that, do you? You just want to be a blessing to them. You can love on them as much as you want, but give them the word so that they can walk away blessed, healed, and whole. Amen? Okay, in Hebrews, that's probably why I couldn't say where, because I have too many places to go. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. So, let's start with chapter 3. Now, let me tell you something, guys. And I say this to my classes. You go home and you read these scriptures. So, if we've got Hebrews chapter 3, read Hebrews 1 through, what, 13? Read it all. And you can get a whole story. You can read the whole story. And you can help yourselves so that when you go out and share, you'll know what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on here. Let's start with verse 12. Well, let's start with verse 10. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do not always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So who do we think is talking?
God.
Yeah. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. There's a reason why they didn't enter into his rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart. Say that with me. Evil heart. Say it again. Evil heart of unbelief. An evil heart. If you're not believing, to God is an evil heart. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if you're not believing, and you know how we second guess ourselves? Read the word by faith. Take it by faith until you really know. But take it by faith and only speak the word. Because when you think about it, those words change the environment. Especially words you speak to yourself or about yourself. Do you believe yourselves? Say, yes, I believe myself. Yes, you do.
Yes.
Well, start speaking the truth. Is it, let's see. Yeah. Go to Romans, please. Keep your place here. We're going to come back. Excuse me, it might be, no, hold on. No, it's John. It's John. Okay. It's John. Pastor Bobby said this. And you shall know, John 8:32. I am so gone, huh? Come on, guys. Just bear with me. No, go to 8:31. Then said Jesus unto those Jews which believeth on him. What did they do?
They believed.
So they were believers. Amen. If you, what? Continue in my what? What did he say? If you continue in his word, then are ye my what? Indeed, you're my disciples because you're continuing in my word. And you shall know the truth. And the truth. So what truth will make you free? What? Okay, go back. And you shall know. It's the truth that you know will make you free. You can repeat things and you can say things, but it's the truth that you know because you know what you believe. That'll make you free. Free to follow God and do the things that he called you to do. Go back to Acts 10:38. Keep your place in Hebrews. Now I want you to make this personal. And tell me what God did for you. Someone stand up and say it. Stand up and say it. 10:38. Stand up. There you go, sir. Yes. Yes. Now, Patrick, hallelujah, is anointed. But who's doing the work? God. How God anointed Patrick. Patrick is only standing, he's laying, and he's doing what? Laying hands. By faith. Because he believes. This is what happens to every believer. You have to know the power and the authority that you walk in. Because if you don't know it, guess what? Satan is going to confuse you. And you're going to be confused.
Yes.
Say, I'm not confused. I know the truth. And it's the truth that I know that sets me free. I'm free. And I'm free indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, go back to Hebrews. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Now, I'm going to let someone read this. Well, I kind of, no, you guys read it. I'm getting so excited, and I want to preach a little bit, and I got a few more minutes. Amen. Someone read Hebrews 4, 1, 2, and 3. Just stand up and read it for me quickly if you can. 4, 1, 2, and 3. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Whomever. Appreciate you. He says, I got it. That's right. He got it.
Let us therefore fear. That's the one.
Yes, sir.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into the rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
Now, you may come short of that promise to enter into the rest. And we're going to go on. You're going to see how you come short of it. Stop right there. Think about this. God loves you. Say, God loves me.
God loves me.
Not being mixed with faith, you doubt it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Not being mixed with faith, you can doubt it. And the enemy will show you how to doubt it. He'll give you all kinds of symptoms. Mm. Say, symptoms.
Symptoms.
That's good.
Rebuke the symptoms.
Yes, that's right.
Because they are a sign of who? That's right. He doesn't want you whole. He doesn't want you well. You rebuke those symptoms in the name of Jesus. Because God loves me, I receive my healing. Because God loves me, I am well. God wants me well. And you tell your body and you rebuke the symptoms in the name of Jesus. Now, verse 3.
For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter my rest. If they shall enter into my rest.
Yes, sir.
Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Although the works were finished. Who did the finished work? That's right. It's finished. It's finished. What tense are we in? It's finished. It's past tense. Sickness and disease, it's past tense. It's finished. Enter into the rest by believing you receive. That's how you enter in. Father, I thank you for my healing. I thank you, Father God, that you healed me. And I take that healing right now. And when hands are laid on me, I will take and I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. That's hooking up your faith to the minister that's going to work out the plan that God has for you. You just hook your faith up to him or to her or to the Word. In the beginning was
the Word.
And the Word was with God, and the Word
was God.
And the Word became
flesh
and dwelt among
us.
The mankind. So that he could show us how to live victoriously. Do you believe it?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Say, I believe it.
I believe it.
Enter into the rest. That's how you do it. It is not as hard as we make it seem. But we've had practice for so long. I had practice with the Jehovah's Witnesses. I didn't even think I could be healed of anything. I didn't even know I could get sick. I thought I was just perfect. Going to be going to heaven or whatever? No. Living on earth forever. That's what they told us. No, living on earth forever. And sickness was just a part of earth. But we're going to have a new earth. And we're going to be a part of it. Without Jesus, I don't think so. Without Jesus, no. Say, I am victorious.
I am victorious in him.
You need to know that it's all because of Jesus. You know, we say there's power in the name of Jesus. We sing all about it. But do you not know that that power is what takes you from day to day? Faith in that power. Now, let me tell you something else. That power that takes you from day to day by faith will keep you in a state of holiness. Say holiness.
Holiness.
Like God. So when the devil comes, he has to come up against your what? Holiness. That is a position that you have. It's not taking off makeup and it's not wearing the long dresses and it's not all the other things you think that they told you to have. I didn't know about those things. Remember, I was witness. I didn't know about those things. So when a lady told me, oh, you have to come out of that makeup. And, oh, if you're going to see God and if you're going to... I just had no idea what she was talking about. When I left, I still had no idea. All I knew is that she kept hitting me on my head and saying, Jesus, I didn't have a good time that day. Why? Because there was nothing for me to take away but flesh. Guys, God is a what? God is a what? And we are made in his image, so we are what? Yes. Guess where healing comes first? Yes. 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 Thank you, Jesus. It's not because of what I look like and what I've done and other da-da-da-da-da. It's grace. Grace. God has graced me. I'm so thankful. God has graced us all. We're so thankful. And do you know what? On top of that grace, mercy. Because we miss it. And we sometimes, don't we work so hard? I'm praying 10 hours a day. You know, I'm fasting 6 days a week. And I can't even make it to my job because I'm fasting and praying. And then when I get to my job, if I get there, I look like this. Prime example of flesh.
Yes.
Be led. Be led by the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Fulfill the Spirit. The Spirit. Is a spirit. Healing comes in the spirit. And you can walk in divine health. You just have to notify your flesh. I'm walking in divine health. What are you talking about? No. That's what you do. And then when you walk out to love on people, you share that God loves them. Help them receive the love of God before they think of anything else, because that's the power. When they receive the love of God, and you just tell them, God loves you so much. Okay, another testimony. I was getting my nails done last evening. And sitting next to a lady, very nice lady, she had a granddaughter, a daughter, a daughter-in-law, and we took up all the chairs, right? So We're talking. I don't know the conversation. I was trying to tell my husband on the way. I don't know the conversation, how it started. Somehow we got on Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Just entered in the conversation. And then she was saying that she was praying with her aunt. Her aunt's from out of town last night, the night before last. And she was praying with her aunt, and she's trying to get back to God. She says, I used to serve, and I used to sing, and I used to do this, and I used to do that. And all I could hear was used to. Where does she see herself in the past of being with God? She called it religion. So she was confused also. And so she said, I used to be in a church in this Christ something, something, something. I said, oh, Pentecostal. Ding, 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 ding. What am I thinking? Who did I say? Who said Holy Ghost? That's exactly what I'm thinking. That's exactly. Why? Because guess who's going to help her? Is he not called the helper? Yes. So I said, well, you know what? Let's get you back to where you need to be. She said, how? I said, let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. You pray in tongues, right? Well, I used to. Everything was used to. So I said, okay. Well, let's do it quickly, you know. And she said, here? I said, yes. No one was helping us at the second, you know. I just think the Lord allowed that to happen. I said that to my husband. He just looked at me, yeah, whatever, you know. Because he knew I was going to anyway. So I talked to her, and I said, okay. And I gave her a couple scriptures. You know, I so enjoy the way Marilyn Hickey sent us straight to these scriptures. And I said, and who did the praying? She said, they did. I said, and you are they. Are you? We? I said, so let me lay hands. Boom. And I said, yes, yes. I said, that's what you used to do? She said, I used to. I said, you're doing it now. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. And I said, stop. We're going to do it again. She said, no, no, no. I said, why? Because I just can't do it here. I feel so uncomfortable. I said, well, I'm going to let you feel uncomfortable for a while. And I said, no, I said, I'm going to let you be comfortable for a while. I said, but we'll get together again. She gave me her number. I gave her my number. I get a long text this morning on the way to church. I didn't get to read it, but I know it's good stuff. I know it's good stuff. Because everything that happens with the word is what? Good. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Who went about doing?
Good.
Say, I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
You can lay hands on the sick and they can recover. Whose business is it? It's God's business. That's right. Jesus, God's business. Stay in your lane. Understand that you're just a helper. You're helping them, guiding them back to God, guiding them to the word, and not to who you are and what you do and how long you've done it and your history of all those great things you did. I tell you, I used to lay hands on the sick. They don't care. They just want to know, what can you do for me? How can you help me get closer to him that you talk about? That's right. Talk about him. Amen. I'm going to do a couple more things. When you know God's will, how many of you know it's God's will to heal?
Oh, yes.
How many of those people in the world know it? No. So, go to Luke. I think somebody was here today, I think. I don't know. Go to Luke 5. Is it verse 12? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 5. Yes, 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 yes. Verse 12 and 13. Someone read it, please. And it's talking about Jesus. Okay, I'll read it. And it came to pass, when Jesus was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me what? And he put forth, Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, what? Is it his will for you to be clean, for you to be whole? Tell that to the world. How many times have they heard that? They haven't. No. They've heard. I'll tell you. Let me. This is what they've heard. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. what they've heard. Guys, that won't save them, heal them, or do anything. It'll get them working. And they're working for something. Working. No. Jesus already did the work. He's already done it for you. You just have to share the good news. What is the gospel? And guess who's sharing it? I'm anointed. Yeah. They catch it. It's something that they catch. You said a little bit ago, Brother Hagin said, some things are better caught than taught. They catch that love on you. And you tell them that God loves them. You have that big smile that you can't help. I couldn't help it ever since I was little. Smile. Just Johnson smile. Smile. But now I have something to smile about. Hallelujah. God loves you, and I just want you to know it. Amen. That's what you tell the world. All they want to hear is good news. They don't want to hear that they have to fast 10 days to receive this type of healing. They just don't want to hear that. And even if we don't say it, we act like it. Let the light that's in you, the light of Jesus, go back to verse 3, John 1, 3. Was it John 1, 3 or 4? Read that again for us. Because if we don't direct them to Jesus, we're doing them a disservice. Because I'm not the one. He's the one. Yes, sir. Thank you.
John 1, 3 and 4?
Yes, sir.
All things were made by him.
Jesus.
And without him,
Jesus,
was not anything made that was made.
Mm-hmm.
In him was life.
Yes.
And the life was the light of men.
Yes. If you take them to Jesus, life. They're receiving life. And then they'll light up. Their lives will change. But if you just take them to you, let me show you how to do this Bible study. They're getting into works. Get them saved and then teach them how to grow. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we love you. We receive your glory. We thank you for your word. And we thank you that this is a time in these last days, the word is powerful. And when they see us, they're seeing you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you that the light of the gospel is in us. The life of the gospel is in us. Jesus is Lord of our lives. Help us to love them with your love. Help us to help the world know that Jesus died for them. And by his stripes, many stripes, they were healed. Help them to know it's past tense. They just have to line up with it, believe it, and receive it. And it won't be an evil heart of unbelief. They'll be able to enter into your rest. We thank you for your word, and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Tony, thank you, sir.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I want to thank you all for being here this morning for our training. And I know out of all that we've done since 9 o'clock this morning, there are some things that you can take away that will make you a more effective, spiritually sensitive, helps minister than you were before you came here. Amen? Amen. What we're going to do right now, it's right at 12 o'clock, and we said we were going to go just to that time. We're going to sing a chorus, and if you yourself need ministering, we'll stick around here and minister to you, minister healing to you. Be glad to do that after we actually close out, okay? Remember, if you didn't sign in, make sure that you sign in on your way out. And if you're interested in getting involved in healing school, make sure that you sign that particular sign-in sheet, okay? All right. Mother Davidson, would you mind closing us out in prayer? Would you pass her a mic? She can use that one. Everybody stand. We're going to go ahead and close out.
Oh, Lord, we just so love you today. We just lift our hands in praise to you. Thank you for your mercy that's new every morning. Thank you, Lord, that you can wash us anew every day. Thank you, Lord, for our salvation. Thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies every day with your presence and your word. We thank you for the presence that so surrounded us today. And just sitting in your presence, Lord, it's been so wonderful how we praise you for it today. And we can go home today feeling well, no pain, because we've been in the presence of Almighty God and heard his word. Oh, Lord, we thank you today. We give you glory and honor. Would you lift your hands and give him honor and glory today for his goodness, for his mercy, for his kindness toward us? We ask all these things, Lord, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. And they all said,
amen. I am the Lord that healeth thee.